Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights? And do you have bad date dates? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Ow, the thing is, ow, ow, the thing is, ow, ow, the thing is, ow, ow.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I don't have my glasses on today. I'm sick. You're going to have to just look at my face this whole time and deal with it. So I apologize. I am here, as always, with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
We finally made it. We're in your mom's house studios, guys. Check out the new studio. This is crazy. We made it. We made it out of the dumps.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I'm on camera already. I was sitting I was being quiet just because I'm like, wait, you're supposed to wait till you... And then I'm like, oh, no, wait. I'm
no, yeah, you left me hanging there. Yeah. This guy left me hanging there. Everybody left me hanging. She's blind today. This is hard. You left me hanging, brother.
Oh, you guys know that voice. It is returning guest in the show. I'm hearing your chewing on the mic.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yes,
yeah. I can. Oh, you can hear it? Go fuck yourself. Can you
these fucking, these mics are so sensitive.
They're very,
Jesus
very
Christ.
Hot, yeah.
I'm not going to chew nothing.
You have the voice
right here.
You have the voice of a New York pigeon, dude. I love your voice. I go, yeah, you can hear it?
But Shannon, wait, Shannon, she goes, you know that voice. I'm like, oh, fuck, is my voice that bad?
No, not at all.
You know that whiny guinea bastard.
No, you guys just didn't let me finish my sentence. It is a host of the No Offense podcast with Doug Yerm joining the show. By the way, I will give you a compliment that while you always chew gum on shows, I never hear you. You do hide it.
So I do,
it
yeah.
is these mics.
Yeah,
I'm
these mics are very
you.
Sensitive. Oh, thank yeah, you, Shannon.
Pretty very mic.
I remember Lev would yell at me for that. He's like, could you stop chewing gum on the mic? I go, you can't tell that I'm chewing gum on the mic. And he goes, spit it out. And I pretend to spit it out, and I chewed it for the whole show. And at the end of the show, I go, you didn't hear me chewing gum, did you? He goes, you left it in, you fucking asshole. And I was like, yeah, fuck you.
No, I am very sensitive to that, even off the mic of like chewing sounds. So if it was, but I do remember there was an episode that you came in and asked me for gum before the episode. And I'm like, what are we even doing right now? That you're putting gum in your mouth before you go in the mic. But you're
for every episode and every set, I got to pop at least one piece of nicotine gum in there.
Oh, it's nicotine gum.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have to. Unless I can't do it.
Did you pop any of those bootlegs in?
Yeah, I had one of them, and those 8 milligrams that they fucking gave me were one of the strongest goddamn pouches. I'm shaving my head, and I'm getting dizzy. That's why I cut my fucking cranium here, see? That's why I did. I was just like, what the fuck is this? And then I exchanged the 8 for the 6.
Mm-hmm. It's better?
I don't know. I didn't try it yet, but that was the strongest fucking nicotine pouches I've ever had.
I'm scared to try them.
They're fucking rough. Like, and I chew 2 pieces of nicotine gum, 4 milligrams. At a time, nothing happens. Yeah. This here, I felt like it was the first time I was dipping or smoking a cigarette. I got the nicotine headache and all that bullshit.
Yeah,
and those are rough.
I'm still, but try them, guys. I'm sure someone will like them.
Oh yes,
are we sponsored? Are we sponsored by them?
No, but since they're in the studio, they're got to be doing something.
Yeah,
here.
Doing something for us.
They're very good. I would recommend them to everybody, especially when you first start nicotine.
can somebody who's a can see where my headphones go? Can you turn mine down a little bit?
I went over there.
Is that this one?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. So before we get into the segments, I do want to talk about how I was almost scammed online.
Uh-oh. Nigerian prince?
No. So this is like a real, like this like really almost got me. So we have our Gas Digital ski trip coming up soon. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're kind of cramming in episodes and we're in this other studio. Oh boy, I wish you could like put can you put filters over this before it goes out?
You look
I'd
good.
Appreciate it. No, I can't.
I think you look good.
I think we should just turn
you
off.
You look like a million bucks.
You look great. Me, you can see the different colors of my neck fat, which I don't
like. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Did you not blend your bronzer?
I did not blend it today. I was running. It was raining. I was, yeah, this is, you look great. Me, I don't know.
It's bad. So, okay. So the Gas Digital ski trip is coming up and I booked the house that we're staying in. So it's through my Airbnb account. And then a couple of days ago, I get a message through Airbnb and it's like, hey, we just had like a change in our processes and you have to be like approved a second time because they have to like, once you book it, they have to approve like the number of guests, the reason why you're staying, blah, blah, blah. And so they're like, we have to like reapprove it. So, you know, send whatever information back here and wait for the approval. So when they came through, I just see lots of words and I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. So I just like put it to the side. And I waited. Thank God I'm such a procrastinator because the next day I got another do you ever book anything or Airbnb? It's like a separate messenger that comes through there. So the next day I get a message from the people that actually own the house and they were like, disregard that message. It got hacked and somebody is trying to scam you. So they almost got a hold of the Gas Digital card because who thinks that it's going to through the Airbnb account?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big account too.
Yeah.
All those Zen sponsors and shit like that.
That's a good
sponsored by mini slim gyms.
Yeah, man. At least $500,000. At least $50,000.
What are their dick pills and fucking hangover remedies we're sponsored by here? That's a lot.
How did someone's got to be responsible for that though? Like, can't you hit up Uber? Like, hey, this
Airbnb,
Airbnb, and be like, what the fuck?
I mean, they sent a message. So after the owners messaged me, there was also a message that came through Airbnb, and it's like, you know, we caught this guy or whatever the case may be.
Wow.
But I wasn't thinking about it. But I mean, scams happen everywhere. I also just watched on Netflix. There is Can You Keep a Secret or something? Mm-hmm. A new documentary about being scammed online.
Mm.
I don't want to give it away, but watch that, everybody.
Is the Pakistan behind it?
No, it's all white people.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I don't believe it.
It's all white
Pakistanis.
People.
The white Pakistanis. Yeah, it was the lighter white ones. I've seen those before. They throw you off.
Yeah, they do.
No, I saw a pale Palestinian for the first time. And a guy told me he was Palestinian. I was like, how the hell is that? And he was fucking 6'4". I've never seen a Palestinian that big. Usually they could fit in a fucking shipping freight.
Yeah, they need him in the front lines.
That fucking guy, he was a giant.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Is
he
good looking? Was he like a wide?
He kind of is a good looking dude. Yeah, he is. He's like, but he's got like the features of like a fucking Russian.
Yeah,
that's what's weird.
That's not bad. I don't hate this.
Big dude. Yeah,
long eyelashes.
Yeah, long eyelashes, thick, full head of hair.
Nice.
Shakes your hand. He feels like he's gonna crack all your fucking fingers. He's
I love
a big
that.
Dude. Yeah.
Nice. Tattoos?
No tattoos.
Bulge?
No.
Nice
no.
bulge.
Pichu no, deal? No bulge either. Palestinians aren't known to be hung.
That's true.
Yeah. You can't get that over barbed wire.
Yeah.
Sure. You gotta make sure. That's gotta stay down.
True.
I have one more thing. I have a shout out. I have a shout out to give.
Sneak that through his way.
Yeah. To Lewis from San Antonio. I got a gift. It's in my bag, but because we're not drinking today because everyone's sick, I'm not gonna break it out now.
Maybe make us feel better.
Oh, boy.
It does kill germs.
Wait, would you?
Kills juice, is it?
No, germs. Germs.
There you go.
Kills germs.
Do you drink, Doug?
I don't, no.
Oh, so then maybe the second episode, not now. It's a long day. And I'm in antibiotics. I feel like I'm just going to get pneumonia if I...
Oh, that's all horse hockey.
I did Google it. With amoxicillin, which is the one that I'm taking, it doesn't have a negative effect if you drink with it, though it can't help.
Yeah.
It's not going to help anything.
And most of the people who were taking amoxicillin when it first came out were all booze heads anyway.
True.
Really?
Yeah, you use that for chlamydia. That was like, I think that was, I don't know if I'm saying this, but one of the first ever treatments for amoxicillin and penicillin was for chlamydia, and they'd hot wire it into your dick
really?
When you would get it, yeah.
I thought amoxicillin was like the bubble gum medicine that we all took as kids, you know, like the little pink medicine. Isn't that the liquid version of amoxicillin?
I'm allergic to it, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I get a bad rash on my back.
Get a bad rash.
I do. I found that out the hard
Dr.
way when
Urine.
I was five.
Put the it's good for the chlamydia.
I had to call my mommy into the room and be like, Mom, my back itches.
I had a rash.
I caught the clap
Dougie?
From fucking...
What happened, Dougie?
So the shout out that I'm giving is to Lewis in San Antonio. What he sent was something from my wish list, a silly little thing, but so cute. And it's like ice cube trays, and they have like in the shapes of like diamonds and roses.
Wow.
So I feel like, you know, in advance, we can set that up maybe for
Thank
next
you, Gabe.
Week.
Thank you.
Do we have other presents, maybe? that came in that we don't know about.
Yes, the head shaver that Lewis has been promising me for a month.
Really?
Where is that? Yeah. He said he was going to give me one of them head shaver fucking things because they're a sponsor.
He broke? Oh, yeah. I thought maybe he broke yours.
No.
Tommy.
You guys picked a bad day to not drink.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Because I found the 2 bottles of vodka that I got you guys for Christmas.
Yeah.
From our friends at Arthur Cantina.
Big shout out, Arthur Cantina.
And you guys also got a gift from somebody at Monday's Legion of Skanks. You got your breathalyzer.
Yes.
Whoa. Wait, who? Wait.
Is it Michael? Is that his name?
I thought it was Alex, but it might be Michael. I don't know.
A guy brought this in at Skanks. It said it was for us?
Yeah, he gave it to Alex.
Do you think this is for somebody else, the breathalyzer?
No, that's so. No, I'm saying I'm surprised that it was at Skanks that he came through to the stand, like in person, and gave it. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Alex, who gave it to me.
Right, that's the Alex.
Wow, that's cool.
I believe it's Mike. Let me just, because I do want to shout him out because he did message me. I did know it was coming, but I was pretending to be surprised.
It's Mike.
But do you know what it is?
No.
Oh. Oh, it is. Yeah, it's Mike the Chef. Mike the Chef on Twitter.
Mike the Chef. Shout out Mike the Chef.
Yeah, so he did send us the breathalyzer, and there's 100 mouthpieces. Because when he told me that he had the breathalyzer, he sent me a picture of it. I was like, okay, I'm just going to order the extra mouthpieces. And he was like, I'm just going to bring them. So we have the mouthpieces and the breathalyzer ready to go for our next Power Hour episode.
Rock and roll.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much, Mike the Chef.
Oh, Lord. Mike, you're the man, Chef.
And thank you, Harrington, for these, even though we didn't have our gift-giving episode yet. That's going to come in a
couple
of weeks.
I got my gifts. I
got
to bring them. I got them.
Yeah, we're going to do that as like a family episode, the gift-giving. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into our first segment. So Doug has been on the show before. Mm-hmm. You can go to gasdigital.com, use promo code TTI to check out those 2 other episodes. But I'm just going to give high-level recap of the stories you already told. Faked a bloody nose so that you could poop.
Nice.
Another 2-hour drive, steak, and more poop having to do with bad date story. And then Romanian girl and kicked out of a building. So those are the 3 stories you told. Do you have another bad date story?
It wasn't so much a date. It was more I was meeting a girlfriend's parents for the first time. And I always have trouble sleeping. I can't sleep for shit. So my friend had given me these homemade THC tinctures that he fucking makes by himself. So I didn't know how strong they were, and neither did he. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, they're not that bad. You know, you take 1 full eyedropper and then you'll be okay, right? He goes, sometimes I take 2. So I'm thinking, like, you know, that's a lot. And then I take this night before. I take the first eyedropper. I'm not a fucking
asshole.
You put
it in your eye?
No, you put it in your mouth. No, it's not LSD. I'm dropping it in my fucking eyes like Jimi Hendrix.
Jesus Christ.
Woodstock 79. Yeah. And so he gives me this homemade tincture. I take it, you know, fucking first full eyedropper. And like I said, I'm not an asshole. I know that you have to wait an hour just to see how things play out, right? So an hour goes by. I don't feel shit. I take, like, another half. Wait another hour. Nothing. So I'm like, all right, I don't know how much. Another hour. Take another half.
By the way, now I'm just envisioning you putting them each in your eye.
Yeah, because the way you do it.
It's a little eyedropper. I drop them in my corner. Now I can't see anything. Reds look like blues and greens look like oranges. It's fucked up.
So you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
go to sleep.
It's 3 hours into you trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's 3 hours to me.
Waiting there like this?
I'm like, when is this going to hit? Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I got to meet this twat's fucking parents tomorrow. Like, I'm not in the mood to do that. And so...
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, this isn't working. So I have gummies in my fucking...
Oh, wait, boy. So you were nervous? You couldn't sleep?
No, I just can't sleep anyway.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't... Like, my sleep schedule's always been fucked, no matter how old I was. But could be nicotine gum too much before bed. But you know what? Who gives a fuck? Like, who's going to look into that? That's not it.
No. Why try to solve the problem?
Yeah, that's not it at all. It's just, you know, like you can't sleep. Some people sleep good. Some people can't. Some people are tall, short, whatever.
You're just, like, gnawing on nicotine gum all night long.
Yeah. Well, I can't sleep without a piece of gum in my mouth. I can't. Well, fuck. So I was and then, like, so I take a half of an edible. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, so I feel that I go to sleep. I wake up the next day, and I'm on a different planet. Like, I mean, soaring through the fucking air. Yeah. I can't believe I wake up. I'm so fucking high. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Like, I have to go meet her parents in a little bit. I try every trick in the book.
My God.
I tried chewing up, like, little pepper fucking corns, and that didn't work. I tried showering. I tried coffee. I tried going to the gym. I was so fucking stoned. I asked my friend, I go, dude, what the fuck happened? I go, I took the tin. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I forgot to tell you. When I took them, it took me about like two droppers, and I had to wait like 4 hours before they kicked in. I go, oh, you didn't tell me that? I took a whole fucking two droppers, and I got low fucking tolerance plus an edible on top of it.
Oh, my God.
So now I have to go to her parents' house, and I could have just played it off and not said anything. I could have just been like, you know, I'm fine. I make the mistake because, you know.
You told this whole story to them?
I told the story to her because, you know, I think like, you know, I fell into that trap. You could tell me anything. I'll be there for you. Don't worry. I'll help you. Vulnerable. Fuck you. You know? So I'm like, you know, just tell her what's going on. I tell her that I'm fucking stoned to the fucking gills because this goddamn
pepper.
Yeah, I'm true. Sorry, my breath stinks. Sorry. You know, like, I didn't shower after the gym. No, now I have to. I tell her the story. I drove to her house, and I'm so fucking high. And I drove to her. It was like a 20-minute drive, but it felt like 45 minutes, hour and a half. So I pick her up as soon as she gets in the car. I tell her, she starts screaming at me. So I'm high on top of being yelled at by her.
What is she mad that you drove?
No, she's mad that I fucking had too much weed, I guess. She's like upset because her ex was a fucking junkie. No. So that must mean I'm a junkie too from that stuff.
You triggered her.
What am I doing? Oh.
I'll flip your phone.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Did you bop her or not?
Wait, what was your phone showing? What was your phone
showing? Maybe it's reflecting the green screen.
Oh. Like nude images showing.
I keep my messages right bright on there so you can see every preview of what happened.
Every nude that comes
yeah,
through.
Yeah, it's my girlfriend showing me her ass. Now everybody knows.
All right, flip it back then.
put it back there. We want to see.
So he's in the car yelling at you.
Yeah, so now she's yelling at me. She's making me like feel worse. Like I'm already like up here with the anxiety because now I got to go meet her fucking alcoholic father, which she probably had no idea what was going on. So she's screaming at me on top of that. So now there's already tension between me and her, and now I have to go meet her parents. And like I said, her fucking dad was a drunk and her mother was some
nice.
Twat.
I hope they're watching.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope they fucking realize the error of their ways. So I get to there, and now everybody's eating. I can't eat a fucking thing. My stomach is killing me. So I'm sitting
is this
there.
Is another poop story?
No, I didn't have to shit. No, I was just like that anxiety fucking like where your stomach is in knots and shit. And I'm sitting there and they go, Doug, do you not like the food? Is that? I'm like, oh my God. I go, can you just stop talking to me? Like fucking go that way with the conversation.
Well,
talk about her.
Now? What was the food good?
No, the food was garbage. They're Irish. they didn't make shit.
You don't like the soda bread and the meat?
Yeah. We made a pot roast. Do you like pot roast? The tomatoes?
Get out of here.
The potatoes are overcooked. Fucking dirty, fucking
dirty. Ahead,
disgusting
say it.
Brits. Mix, fuck you.
Yeah.
is this not behind a paywall? You're canceled.
Oh, son of a bitch. So. No, you can still talk shit about Irish.
You can make fun of white people.
Yeah, white people are fine. Yeah. Yeah. If they were Haitian, it'd be different. I wouldn't go there anyway. But
I've been dating a Haitian girl.
Never, absolutely.
They would catch me
nuts?
Fucking Haiti, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's hot down here. Oh, God.
Yeah, where are the
this curry goat. I got to shit down my socks.
There you go.
So. Now I'm like, I have to talk to them. They're asking me questions about stand up, and then because I'm high.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because she told them that I do stand up. I go, why would you tell them that?
Like, you're just going to tell them what you do, though.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You know, I don't need anybody Googling anything. Yeah, exactly. He's a union bricklayer.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah, that's it.
A lot better than fucking because then they start Googling and stuff, and they're like, is that true what he said? Did he really pay for sex at 19? It's like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, you were at O'Murphy's bar at 4 p.m. on Sunday?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
What is this rooftop story? I don't understand.
Just real ass podcast episodes.
Exactly. Me calling some girl a fucking whore or some bullshit like that. And using a racial slur. Whatever I do on there. I'm not saying I do that, but whatever. And so now they're asking me questions about stand. As they're asking me questions about stand-up, I start thinking to myself, like, you know, you aren't going anywhere in comedy right now. Like, everything is failing and falling apart. So I'm having a full-blown, like,
breakdown
in front of them, and I'm not eating, and they think that there's something wrong with me. And then apparently at some point I turn pale, and they're like, you don't look so good. Is everything all right? And I'm like,
I don't know. I went to a diner last night and I got a tuna melt and now I'm not feeling good. And
that's solid.
Like I'm hitting, and I'm looking over at her and she's just staring like fucking daggers at me. Yeah. She's like, "Yeah, why don't you go upstairs and lay down in the fucking guest bedroom, which you know I've never been to before, and I don't think
upstairs
anybody
to the guest bedroom."
I'm in this guest bedroom. Everything is covered in fucking dust and there's dolls everywhere.
Oh no!
There's dolls. Like the mother collected dolls. She's fucking 58 years old. It was
Irish witchcraft.
So now I'm like in this guest, I'm uncomfortable. It's the first time I'm there, and I got 47 fucking porcelain dolls staring at me as I'm stoned to the gills, thinking my career is going down the toilet. One of them might be moving. I don't know. I like one hand is like one of them's blinking at me. I wanted to go home.
You go to sleep and you wake up one of those dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're
like, go to sleep. Now you're on the shelf. You're on the shelf staring at your own body on the goddamn couch.
Sleep for Jesus. Go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then like the day ends and then we just fucking argue the entire time. And her parents were like, they seemed to like you, but they just thought you didn't feel good. They felt bad, so they gave you a plate of food to take home. Exactly.
That's so sweet. You're being so mean to them. The girlfriend sucks. I feel like the parents were okay.
They brought you blood sausage and black pudding and soda pudding.
And beans on toast, and everybody loves that as their favorite childhood treat.
Red beans and toast.
Exactly. What other bland shit do you want? We toasted some Wonder Bread for you. This is going to be nice.
Tonic water and beans and bread.
Yeah, whatever. That's all they eat, though. Because I'm sitting here trying to think of more foods to riff with, and that's all they really
that's
got.
All they eat.
Just like fucking
corned beef and cabbage.
They don't even eat that. They started eating
only
that bullshit when they came here.
They only eat it once a year.
Yeah.
Oh, potatoes. No one said potatoes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those were in the fucking roast beef. Even that's what they were known for. Those were undercooked. So they were fucking hard.
Now that we're talking about it, shepherd's pie kind of good.
Shepherd's pie is good, but they didn't make it.
Isn't that English?
Yeah, it's the same shit, though. Irish don't have their own identity.
That's right.
Yeah, they just got whatever nation conquered them.
What did this girl look like?
She was beautiful. She was a good-looking girl, nice.
That's brunette why, Irish or red hair Irish?
No, blonde fucking Irish.
Blonde, blue-eyed
Irish.
Ah, one of the good ones.
Yeah.
From the Highlands.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even go too deep. I don't even think she knew what she was. I just called her Irish. I'm like, that's fine.
It's like, I'm from Long Island.
I'm from fucking Bayonne, New Jersey. That shithole. That's even worse than Long Island.
How did you get out of this situation?
Nothing. I just ended up like trying to take a nap, and I couldn't nap because I just like everything was just in fucking dolls and shit. So I was just like, you know what? I'll just stay up here on my fucking phone and try my best to just can't wait for this to be over. So I waited like maybe 45, and I went back downstairs. And you know they're Irish, so they don't have a coffee or fucking dessert after. So as soon as the food was done, everything was finished, and I went back home, and we fought more.
Was this just a dinner between you, your girlfriend, and your girlfriend's parents?
Yeah, that was it.
So another strike against her is she knows that you're not feeling well.
Right.
Why is the option for you to take a nap in a stranger's house versus let's wrap this up? Like, he's not feeling well. We'll do this again another time. Let's just go home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That would have been a good option. That just showed you where that girl was, me and her. Like, never had my back with anything. Everything was my fault.
How much longer did the relationship last after that?
After that, I would say maybe it lasted a year. But when that happened, that was probably like 3 months into it. So, however, I don't know, fucking 12 minus 3. It's too much math.
No, yeah,
it's
something nine.
Just do that. Nine. Yes, it was 9 months later. That's when that fucking happened.
She didn't offer you medicine or anything? Or like,
no, nothing. Dude, there was nothing I could do.
Weed.
Yeah, there was nothing. I tried every trick in the book. Like, that peppercorn stuff is all bullshit.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if you chew up like, because, you know, I like to keep fresh pepper in my house. Okay, I don't like using that fucking peasant salt and fucking Hebrew shit. I don't use that shit. Get the fuck out of here. So I started, and they say if you chew up peppercorns that it will help bring you. That didn't work. That was all horseshoe.
How much longer did the high last?
I was still high when we left. Like still like maybe a little bit less, but still fucking high when we left. And when I went back to her house, I was still stoned to the fucking gills. And I was just, and she's like, and she had kids. Oh. She's like, oh, my kids might be coming back. I'm like, no, please, no, I don't know. No,
we
want
to play with the dolls.
Exactly.
Why can't we go upstairs with the dolls? Someone's in all.
Doug used to be so much more fun. What happened? I start
if you're
crying.
Hungry, Doug, there's water in the fridge. If you're hungry, Doug. Oh, if you're sweet tooth, there's the Brita in the fridge.
We haven't changed the filter, so there's extra flavor in this water.
Good old brown water.
Yeah, it's really good with black stuff floating in it.
Did you ever make another attempt to use that tincture, but in a different way?
No, it's still in my fucking cabinet, or like a few years after. Yeah,
what's this a tincture? What is a tincture?
It's like it's just he called it a tincture. It's like this concentrated THC shit that literally it's just a liquid that you put in an eye
in your eye.
What's and the tincture? Which part is the tincture?
The shit like, that's it's the in liquid.
There. Oh, the liquid is the tincture.
The fucking tincture.
The more you know, everybody.
Fucking. I don't know what the fuck. What am I doing? Witchcraft? I don't know what the fuck it is. That's what it is. You're asking me fucking hard questions here, goddammit. How's it made? I don't know. You break down the weed.
How many dolls? How many dolls in the room?
Hey, guys, let's take a moment to talk about our new sponsor, Capsulite. You know, your boy Figgy likes to have a couple drinks every now and then, and the absolute worst part of drinking are those damn hangovers. Not until Capsulite came along. Capsulite is a doctor-formulated product that prevents you from feeling awful the day after drinking. That's right. After the power hour, me and Shannon, we popped a couple of these bad boys, and you know what? We woke up feeling good. A lot of people think it's about hydration or dehydration. Nah. Alcohol has these toxic byproducts that cause you to feel like crap, and Capsulite changes that entirely. So right now, you can go to Capsulite.com, that's Capsulite.com, and use the promo code GAS for 30% off. That's right, GAS, and you're going to get 30% off. Check it out. Capsulite will make you feel good. Have some while you're drinking. Have some before you're drinking. You could bring it to the club in these little portable packs, and you will not have a hangover. You heard it here first, baby. Capsulite. Now, where were we?
Okay.
Damn.
We're going to move over to our next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you. So I got the one. Oh.
This is bad things. Part of the show, we talk about fight stories, physical altercations. The sound in here is weird.
It blew my fucking ears out.
I'm already on loud, so I feel like that was just at the same level. But okay, so Doug, previously on the show, you talked about you told a bunch of stories about your dad's violent behavior.
Yeah.
And then you also talked about having multiple fights, three fights with your best friend in your adult life.
That's true. Yeah.
Do you have another fight story?
It's not really a fight story. And I was thinking, like, if I should even tell this fucking story, but whatever. It's
yes, right. You should.
I worked in an Italian restaurant when I was a teenager, right?
No way.
It's fucking hard to believe that I made pizza and fucking gabagool sandwiches. It's very hard to believe that I knew somebody that ran a deli or some type of guinea joint. But I worked there, and like I knew the guys there my whole life, friends of the family. Like, so I knew who they were. I knew who was what and all this bullshit. And I always loved it. That was the only place, because that's also where I met one of my best friends. That was the only place where I ever worked that I was happy to go into work. Like, I looked forward to go. And it was a shitty restaurant job. So if you ever worked in restaurants, everybody's a fucking degenerate, alcoholic, drug addict, whatever. So we'd be working. We'd start drinking, or we'd be doing coke in the back and stuff. So it was always so much fun to go.
And hiring?
What's that? They shut down now.
Damn.
I think some of, with taxes, something like that.
The good spots.
Yeah, those are always the best. And so I was, again, young teenage kid. And again, I knew who all the guys were. I knew who they were. And I was always cool with them. They were always cool with me because they knew that I was friends of the family. So they would always treat me nice. Some of the guys would just slip tips in my pocket and be like, don't share this with the Mexicans here. And they would give me $100 bills in my pockets and tell me not to share with them.
Mexicans are like, we made $15. Can you believe it? We made $15.
Joel, they left me a quarter. I don't know.
And you're like, oh, wow. I'm like,
yeah,
you made $15.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I'm making a car payment at fucking 18 years old. That sucks. So I was, I said, I was friendly with the guys. I used to work out with some of them because I became even friendlier with them as I was working there. So I was at the deli counter where I would make sandwiches and shit like that. And I see the owner of the restaurant, and I see the guys that he was talking to. And it was a packed, it was fucking packed at the time. It was packed lunch. So for some reason, they're having a conversation. And even though, like, it was crowded and all the sound, like, was flushed through the goddamn restaurant. It was noisy. All I hear like this guy say to the other one, he's like, why don't you ask the kid?
Uh-oh.
Somehow I hear that. I hear that crystal clear through everything that is going on in the play. I could hear that like as if he whispered it into my fucking ear. And
is a murder coming
well,
next?
Fucking what happened was...
Why don't you ask the kid?
He goes, well, that's all I heard. It was like, why don't you go ask the kid? And I'm like, is that me? Like,
was
I hope
the word
I'm not.
Spider used at some point?
Bring me a cut in water. So I hear that, and immediately I feel like flush. I'm like, uh-oh. I go, please don't ask the kid. The kid don't want to go. Like he doesn't want to go. I don't know whoever the kid. I go flush. Like I could feel like my stomach getting there. Sure enough, they look up at me and they walk over to me. They walk over. Like, hey, you busy right now? And I wasn't. I was leaning up against the desk. I'm like, yeah, let me go make this sandwich. I'm very busy right now. And he goes, listen, go with let's just call Mike. Go with Mike. He needs you for something. I was like, okay, sure, whatever. I'll go with Mike.
Like, do you have an idea of what's coming at
no,
this point?
No, okay. I have no idea okay. what the fuck we're going to do. I think, you know, but I knew whatever it was, it had nothing to do with the restaurant because these guys were just talking in a fucking group and now they go ask the kid, whatever the fuck that. They wanted some for the restaurant, they would just snap their fingers because they were assholes. They would just snap, Doug, come on, go downstairs, go get the mayonnaise, whatever the fuck they need me to do. So I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. We go walk across the street. Now, at the time, I was a lot bigger. I was like maybe like 220, and I was just fresh out of high school playing football. Like, so I was fucking solid. I was fucking benching like 350, hang cleaning like another 300 pounds, whatever the fuck. So he asked me to go. We go across the street to a goddamn house, and he goes, go in the hallway and knock on every single door, and just they'll know why you're there. They're going to hand you something. You just bring it back to me when you're done. Yeah. And I'm like, I go.
The day
like,
I joined the mob.
it was a busy day
at Sam's Deli.
Yeah. I look at it and like just a practical question. I was like, what do I do if they don't hand me what? And he goes, well, try your best to get it. He goes, they'll know why you're here. He goes, nobody's going to be like that. Whatever. And I'm like, all right. I three fucking floor house, right? Three floor with the basement apartments. Knocking on the door. These people are coming out and they're handing me fucking fat envelopes filled with cash. And I'm just putting them in my pockets. I'm stuffing them. I didn't have a bag, so my pockets are getting like fucking out to here with everybody who's handing me these fucking envelopes. I go down all the... I'm like, all right, this isn't that bad. Whatever, they're fucking... The last door I knock on, nobody answers. I'm sitting, I'm knocking, no one answers. I have to go back out. I go, hey, Mike. I go, I don't think there's anybody here. And he goes, which one? I go, in the basement. There's nobody answering the door. He goes, Jesus Christ. He goes, that fucking cocksucker. And I go, please, no. Please don't fucking tell me, like, this guy is scared. He pounds on the fucking door. He boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, Jesus, fuck. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, don't knock too loud. You're going to bother the guy. Like, I don't want to fucking, don't do that. You know, he might come out, just leave him alone. Let him fucking, maybe he's taking a bath or a shower or some bullshit.
Is it just the two of you?
It's just us two. It's just us two. He knocks on the door and he opens it. We go, he's got the key. He takes the key, he opens the door, the apartment's fucking empty. Mm. There's all the stuff is gone, all the shit is finished, and he's looking in the closets. And I'm thinking, I'm like, if somebody comes out, it is fucking, what am I gonna do? Mm-hmm. Like, what, I'm have to fucking fight this guy? What am I supposed to do? He's like, this guy fucking left, this cocksucker. And he makes a phone call to whoever the fuck he made a phone call to, and he's like, yeah, he's not here. He skipped out on the rent. I don't know where he is, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, so we go back to the restaurant and they sit me down at a table and they go, listen, do you mind doing that for us? Like every month. He goes, just walk across
the
street.
Did they hit you off with something afterwards?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they gave me, well, that was the fucking great part about it.
Yeah, I was waiting for that part. Yeah, they blessed you.
He opens up one of the envelopes And I'm fucking 18, 19 years old at the time. He gives me $600 in fucking $100 bills and stuffs it in my pocket.
You were like, yep, no problem.
I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do this every
fucking
month.
Can we do it again right now?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Give me a gun next time. I'll fucking shoot everybody in the fucking...
Next time you kicking down the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Next you know time, what time it is.
I bring a fucking sledgehammer. Bang, give me the fucking rent, you know, fucking... And then do the Soprano, give me $1,000. Give me an extra $1,000. So then that became something that I would do every month. I would go to the same house and collect the rent. And there was never any problem. Everybody would and every time, just when you're a kid that young and they're giving you like $100 fucking bills, I was making more money then than I am now.
Yeah,
like,
course.
Just you on top of the fucking... And then one time he makes a joke as he's paying me. He goes, shouldn't even be paying you to work here anymore. He goes, you already got your money. I go, well, fuck you. Fucking. So that became my thing. But and then the thing was that I became more friendly with these guys as things progressed and everything to the point where we're going
to the
gym.
As you worked your way up in the ranks.
Exactly, right? And like I would go to the gym with these guys. I would lift weights with them. They were great guys. All of them were a lot of fun. I was 19 years old getting into fucking bars and strip clubs with no ID.
Hell yeah.
As long as they were fucking there, as long as anybody was working the door. Yeah,
Frankie
they would just,
foot,
yeah, exactly.
Frank
yeah, exactly.
Salami.
Little Joe fucking, you know.
Big Jim.
And then like, as long as they were there, they would let me into all these fucking places and everything else. But then like it became intoxicating, like mm-hmm. I wanted to do, but then I'm like, wait a minute, what are you doing, stupid? You're not cut out for this.
Yeah,
you're a fucking asshole. Like, yeah, what? Yeah, you did this little fuck. I go, where do you think this leads?
Yeah,
till after that. And then like I end up leaving the fucking the deli, and then I lost touch with the guys. But and then that's how that all ends.
Like, why did you choose, like, what made you like finally decide to leave the deli?
Well, because I went back to college.
Yeah.
So I went back to school and I couldn't work the hours that I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting a job somewhere else. But I would still see them because I would still lift weights with them. And I would still go to the bars and the clubs and like they'd talk to me and stuff like that. And like, yeah, yeah. And then they went, one of them went to
prison.
Well, yeah, he went to prison. But he went to my grandfather and he's like, you know, what's Doug been up to? And my grandfather's like, look, don't. Mm-hmm. Just stay the fuck away from him. Like, mm-hmm. don't get him into whatever the hell you guys are doing, mm-hmm. all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, just that feeling of when first asking me, like, it made me so nervous. And I was so fucking flush. I was sweating the whole, but I was trying not to, like, when he first pounded on the door, my hand started to shake. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, what the fuck? Where is this guy? And I'm like, please don't do nothing. Please don't. You're going to bother the guy. Leave him alone. Just let him fucking sleep. Maybe he's sleeping. Come on. Can we leave now? We got enough money here. It looks like.
You're like, it's too good to be true.
Exactly.
Man. The last door. He's going to pop out with his shotgun.
And I couldn't put the last fucking door. Everything was going just fine until the last fucking guy wasn't there. And that would I was nervous as even thinking about it. Like it makes me, I was scared to death thinking like, and then again, I was even scared to death. Like, all right, where does this lead to after this?
Yeah.
And then that's when I was like, all
what
right,
does this mean?
I'm not.
Accept this money.
Exactly.
What kind of, am I signing my soul
right
now?
This means you're doing this until we tell you to stop.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And but dude, fucking when somebody gives you fucking $600 like to as a kid in cash
today,
that's a
right
lot
now,
of money.
You can
yeah, exactly.
Do a lot for $600.
Oh, now that I'm 35, I'm like, do we need rent to be collected still? Like, can we do that? I don't mind. Whatever.
What'd you do? Do you remember what you did with the first $600?
The first $600, I would just save it. Like, I would have this clump of fucking cash in my goddamn drawer.
Wow.
Like, I wouldn't spend it. Like, I just had a bunch of it, and then it got to the, like, I ended up putting it in a savings account, and I ended up, I don't know, I was young at the time, so I had a savings account, and I would always keep an account, now that I spent the money, but I'd always have a separate savings account that I would call the abortion fund in case I ever needed one, and I would always keep about like $500, $600 just in that account,
wow,
just in case I ever needed them.
Wow, Doug was fucking.
I was gonna say, like, what a good moral foundation you had that you were able to get yourself out of the situation, and then you had an abortion fund.
I did, just in case something bad like ever happened.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I was. But my dad always said, plan for the future, and I was yeah, like, I am. In a way, I was looking after my finances in case there was ever a baby that I didn't want.
You know yourself. You know you're not going to pull out.
Yeah, exactly. Back then, you know, you're stupid. But fucking, but yeah, just even just to see that amount. Like I said, I think I was making. I had to on top of what I was making, and that was all cash. There was no check. There was no taxes. Nothing like that.
Making like fucking $1,200 a week,
dude. That's exactly what it would come out to. Like I don't even make that now.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
And it was just like I said. You could see like how you would definitely get sucked. How these even like these young kids get sucked into like being drug dealers and shit like that because. How are you gonna fucking make that kind of money? Mm-hmm. Like, as an adult, there's adults that don't fucking make that fucking money. So that, it was like, all right, don't want to keep doing this. The money's great and everything, but it's like, you know, where's the end? Like, how does this end? Like, that's all I was thinking. And then I never did it again. After I left that place, I was like, I can't.
How long do you think you stayed doing that?
That was maybe in a span. It wasn't that long. It was maybe the span of like 7 months, 8 months. Even though I had worked at the joint, like, on and off, like, because I would work there during the summer, like, even when I was, you know, in high school and shit like that. I would work there during the summer and stuff like that. But that whole thing's, like, maybe that was, like, 6-7 months. It wasn't too long. Mm-hmm. But again, even in that 6-7, the guys that I got to know, and they're still great guys. I'll still run into them and say hi to them and shit like that. They were always good dudes, every single one of them. But
they just needed they needed some muscle to collect the rent.
Yeah, they were all older guys. They were like in their fucking late 40s, 50s. They don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
So, but it was like, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to do this either. Like, I don't.
Because after some time, you're like, they're giving you 600. So if shit was to go awry, they were counting on you to bust some chops.
And that was another thing. It was like, if you took that 600, like, there's more money to be made somewhere else now.
Yeah,
what else can you do? Like, hey, we also got these gambling sites that you could refer people to. We'll give you money for everybody. So I helped with that, too, because I did New Jersey, a bunch of fucking, Guinea degenerate fucking gamblers. You find them. They're a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. So anytime, like, if they were referred to whoever, like, if I referred them to whoever, you would get, and it wasn't no $600, but it was still something, like, here, thanks. Here's something for referring this guy here. Uh-huh. And that was it. And like I said, it would just, you would see how much further this would go, and I just knew, like, this isn't what...
Don't you wish sometimes that you could just, like lift up above and see big picture? Like, if I didn't make this one decision, like, I just see, like, what your life would be right now.
Yeah, I would have been in, a lot less bars and clubs at that age. that's what it would have been.
No, what I mean, like, if you decided to not step away, like, where you'd be now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where that goes through my head sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
because it could be one, you know... Well, you'd be dead. You can be in prison, or you can be in like a mansion and just loving life.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That was the whole thing to grapple with. It was like, money was just like, this is fucking great. Like, where else am I going to get this? Well, I was fucking graduated high school as a young, stupid fucking kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I still don't have a fucking college education. I dropped out of there. So, like, it's like, well, I could have had a fucking Cadillac maybe if this kept going. I don't know. But like I said, because the reason also why that they would come to me was because when I was also younger, you know, when you're young, you do a bunch of stupid shit. Like, who didn't sell weed and who wasn't trying to, like, scam people out of whatever the fuck? And, you know, I would do stuff like that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And they knew about that. And, like I said, everybody who worked there at that place, every single one of them seemed like that they were in county for a little while or who was just in jail, who just came out, who they're rehabilitating and stuff like that. The one kid that I worked with, he's in jail for murder now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I found that out because I saw an article that came out in like some New Jersey fucking thing. This kid's a fucking asshole, first of all. He dumped the body in a dumpster and they took a picture of the dumpster and they put it in the article. And you could see the security camera over the goddamn dumpster. And that's how they caught him, dumping the butt. But he was another guy that we would go and do stuff together if they needed us too. And he just went, like, I remember one time he opened up his trunk and all he had was drugs and guns in the trunk.
You might be saying too much now. collected rent. Now you're like, well, I also referred people to gambling site. I used to run errands with a murderer. Yeah. You know,
I should
the
probably.
Time I was in the mob.
That's a good point. So, do we have any other stories to talk about here?
Wait, I have one question about him, though. Did he at least, like, cut up the body and put it in garbage bags, or was it just, like, whole body, like rolled up in a carpet or something?
From what I know, from the story was that it was like some revenge bullshit, because that's all public record. Like, you could go look that up. Somebody shot at him, and he knew who it was, and he took his revenge. And he, the way, like, again, the fucking security camera's right there. So he done, but there was, he also stole the car to do that, and then they reported the stolen car. And the stolen car was also on the camera where he dumped the body. But he became also a drug addict, too. Like, he was addicted to, like, fucking Oxycontins and all that other bullshit. Mm. So he had, like, a ton of fucking problems anyway. And when I was talking to this, we're like, we know that that wasn't his first time killing anybody. He was a good kid. Very good. Just didn't have, like, he didn't have, like, any parents or anything like that. You know, he was just whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that's what happened with him. But he went far into it.
See, but you took a good road then.
Yeah. I knew, like, I wasn't cut out for that bullshit. I knew right away. I'm like, I can't. There's no way I could keep doing this. This is fucking ridiculous. And like I said, the amount of nerves that I would feel in that pit of my stomach every time, I was just like, I can't do this. I can't. Mm-hmm. I go, there's no way I could ever last in this kind of life. No fucking way.
What'd you go to college for?
I went fucking communications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, nothing. I dropped out to go to an open mic, I remember. Yeah. I remember I was sitting in the fucking last class that I ever went to in Essex County College, and I was just like, what am I doing here? I don't want to fucking be in college. Let me go hit this open mic in fucking at Eastville Comedy Club fucking 9 o'clock at night. And then that's how I decided I want to do this fucking horse shit. Making $35 a set. $600 a fucking shakedown. Son of a bitch.
A shakedown. That's what you were doing.
That's the one. I was like, what is it called you were doing? You were doing shakedown.
Collecting rent.
Yeah.
It was all in the same place.
I wonder if there are any, like, active mob members that are stand-up comedians.
I don't know about nowadays.
I think singers and stuff. I think there's definitely a couple singers you see on Instagram, a couple guys, you know, like you see some of these like personalities, these like Italian personalities that are like, hey, I'm at the deli. Oh, come to this. Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
I know one guy. I won't say his name. Yeah. One guy who served some time for the mob. And now he's doing really well on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I think you know who I'm talking about. But he seems like
he's a nice guy.
He's all over the place, but he's done.
Yeah.
I don't think he does anything. He did what he had to do.
Right, right.
And there you go.
Well, now it's just like, once they're done, they just let them, like, good. It's better than you fucking, like, turning an informant or whatever the fuck. So it's like,
But they do, like, there's, like, multiple, like, people that after they've come out of jail are just doing podcasts about the mob.
Some of that stuff, too, yeah.
And I don't understand, like, how is that? I don't understand how they get away with that.
Because nowadays it's just so convoluted where they don't even, they'd rather let them talk on fucking pod. Plus a lot of the guys, like the two big ones are Michael Francis and Sammy the Bull. Mm-hmm. Like they're already done. Like they did all the damage they possibly could.
Yeah.
And all those guys they're talking about are fucking dead.
From what I know about the mob is that they're pretty realistic. Like, all right, you did what you had to do. Mm-hmm. You were loyal. Like, okay, like, we don't need
Sammy
you.
Sammy the Bull wasn't loyal.
Yeah, he turned him for
me. Well, I'm not referring to Sammy. Yeah. I don't even know who that is, but.
You don't know who that is?
No.
You never heard that name before?
I heard it. I feel like I heard it in a movie or something.
Yeah. He's got a YouTube channel now.
Maybe I've seen him.
And his daughter was on Mob Wives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that show. Yeah. That show was so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a lot of us.
Yeah, like, I don't believe those. Like, I don't know how real those are.
It's pretty real.
Yeah?
It's very close to home.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wow, good for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of the Staten Island chicks in
with that
wife.
Big hair, and she had the voice like this. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen
May
that
she
before.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. May she rest in peace. I'm on. Oh,
yeah. Okay, speaking of resting in peace, let's move over to our final segment, which is Scary Things. This is Scary Things, part of the show. We talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. So on your previous times in the show, you talked about your stick figure dreams, which there was a lot more to that, but we won't get into that now. And then your superstitious grandma, who you hated, but like rightfully so. And then a dream and like some spooky things that surrounded her passing. Do you have another scary story?
Kind of. You know what I did recently? And I know this is going to sound completely fucking dumb.
Killed a guy.
No. It wasn't
doing a shakedown with Jimmy John.
It was me and this other guy, Tony Legs.
$60 kilos. That's right. The unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that actually figured it out. And now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
What? How did they solve the legendary $60 kilo problem? And will anyone else solve that $60 Yo Kratom kilo problem?
I just want to say, guys, if you are a fan of Kratom, you don't have to be a slave to whatever corner store or whatever to get your Kratom. And then you don't know what's in the bags. You don't know what strains they have at YoKratom.com. They have the strains that you want. They have their own proprietary strain called Trainwreck, which they only have, which is my favorite and Chris Vega's favorite.
Get what Shannon and Chris Vega drinks.
We love it. And you can get it in powder or capsule form. And then also, you can find out on season 3 of Yo Kratom whatever else they have in store. That's right. It's Yo Kratom's third year of being a loyal sponsor on the show.
Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Now, where were we, Shanny?
So, I went to, I went to one of those mediums.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did your girlfriend drag you to this? That's the only way it's possible.
I'm judging you. You're getting judged.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the only way men go to mediums is if they're brought by a woman.
Because she likes all that shit. Like, and I'm like, you know what? Let me see.
Why not? I mean,
yeah,
why not?
I was like, let me see what this is. Whatever. Maybe it's not. I don't fucking know. Let me go see what the. And of course, it's in Long Island. You know, a lot of mediums, for whatever fucking reason, are born and bred in. There's some like holistic fucking shit that happens only in Long Island, where all these girls could see into the fucking future and shit. But
I was so close to getting the Long Island medium on this show.
Wow.
Because, oh no!
Because somebody who like, where I won't get like too specific. Mm. Somebody who worked on one of her shows worked at a bar with me, and then like we connected, and it got so close, and then it just like I lost contact with him.
Damn.
So close.
Oh, you blew an opportunity there.
Is this like an expensive medium? Like, you don't have to say how much you paid, but did it?
It cost more than I thought it would.
But like $450 or something an hour or something like that.
It's something crazy like that. Yeah, it's fucking, it's nuts. And I went to one of them things. And like I said, I went in there. One thing that was cool that they had was this goddamn salt mine that you hang out in. And like you meditate and shit like that, and I thought that was fucking
That's
great.
Cool.
Like they deprive you of like sensory deprivation. Like you could put in earplugs and like an eye fucking thing, and they give you a blanket and a lounge chair. And I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah,
I need one of them in my apartment. Dude, it really was. Like you walk in there barefoot, and there's all salt on the floor, and it feels nice on your fucking piggies and everything. You walk across the salt, you feel nice and relaxed. You don't hear nothing at all in the fucking room. It was fantastic.
That's good. I like that setup.
Yeah, it was. Nice. It was nice. There was like nice dim light. The salt was yellow and orange and shit. It was fucking great. And these, for some reason.
Nobody blasting Bad Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. You're not hearing.
Speakerphone.
You're not hearing none
of
that. It's
white sand.
It's the yellow and orange, though, from everyone else's gross feet walking around.
No, because I think that, you know what? Now that I say it out loud, that might have been because of the lighting in there that it looked yellow. Which maybe the sand wasn't that color. Now that I think about it. It could have been the lighting. It could have been. I don't know. I'm not fucking Ansel Adams. I don't know if that's what it was. But fucking. But I went to one. And I. Look, like I said, I know it's going to sound gay. But let me be honest. There was some things where I was like,
wow.
Stuff that's already happened? Stuff about you or like stuff?
Yeah, stuff about me and stuff in the future and stuff like that. That she said it and I'm like, all right, how the fuck do you guess that?
Can you give an example?
She guessed my fucking sister's birthday and her wedding date to a goddamn T.
Wow.
Do you know for sure your girlfriend didn't give her any information?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, but she got the exact date and she got my sister's exact birthday and she got my fucking grandfather's last fucking name and the fucking day he died. And I'm just like, all right, what the fuck, man?
Okay,
like,
I have a question.
How do you know that?
Yeah. I have a question. So these dates, is she throwing dates out there and you're like, oh, this is the day that my grandfather died. This is the day that my sister got married. Or is she like, your sister got married on this day?
No, she said like your sister's birthday and she said the full fucking date. And I was like, how the fuck did you know that? Like that was, and my girlfriend didn't tell her like my name or anything.
Mm-hmm. She didn't I was even, about to say while you were in the salt mines. She could have just went on Facebook. Yeah,
exactly. And something. She didn't tell her my name. She didn't tell her like who the fuck, like anybody was even coming, like who was coming with her, whether it was a guy, girl, whatever the fuck, all that mm-hmm. bullshit. And she guessed like the day my grandfather died, she guessed my sister's wedding day, my sister's birthday. My birthday she was off on. But she said like a few things to me that I'm like, how the fuck do you even know that happened? Mm-hmm. Like how? Like something that was very specific that she said, and I was like, where the fuck can you have possibly have pulled that out from? Like where? Well, like there was some, what the fuck was it? Because I recorded the whole session. Mm-hmm. Like it was a fucking hour long, and I went back and I listened to it. And were there things that she got wrong? Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, there wasn't things that were 100% accurate. But there was also still a lot of things that she got right. And I can't remember exactly what it was. That's why I fucking recorded it. But there was something she said that, like, I know this all sounds gay.
You recorded it?
Yeah, I recorded the whole fucking session with me and this lady. But there's something she said, and I can't fucking remember what it was, but she said it to a T, and it gave me goosebumps. Like I said, I know that's gay.
No, this is the place to say it.
But I couldn't believe that that's what she's...
Gay, but it's fine.
I could hear Mike in the headphones. That's the exact voice in my head that I was hearing while I'm sitting there going, and what else happened? How did you know that? That's so weird. I felt like such a homo, but it was like, I couldn't fucking believe like all that crap. But like,
so with the dates,
she had a point.
With the dates, I'm playing like devil's advocate here. Once you're in there and she knows your name, like technically there could be like another person. That's like with that guy, John Edwards, like that medium that they busted.
You think she had an earpiece?
So there could be like somebody else like in the next room, because these days with social media and like stuff like your sister's birthday, I mean, not your sister's wedding date, you probably posted pictures at your sister's wedding on
Instagram. No, it didn't happen yet.
Oh.
She knew the fucking
date. And that's not posted anywhere.
No, I never posted it nowhere. Girlfriend never posted it anywhere.
Sister didn't.
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Mm.
But she didn't even, earpiece. I should have fucking had a bug detector in there with me to make sure that she's not getting any fucking radio frequency.
She knew everything. She knew the show I was going to be on. She knew who I followed.
You're
going to
be on The Thing Is, and you're going to tell stories soon.
She knows. Yeah. She knew everything.
I'm just like, again, you know, maybe, but I just like trying to like suss out like what are the other like possibilities.
Oh, yeah. And I was sitting there like very skeptical of everything. Like I wasn't telling her nothing. Like she would just like keep. Like she would say stuff, and I'm like,
How did she do with your girl?
She did great with her. Apparently, she did really good with her. She fucking, that girlfriend thinks like everything this lady says is like gospel and stuff like that. And like I said, that's why I wanted to go. I'm like, let me see, what the fuck? Cause I never been to one of these things. I never even thought to go. But when she said like, why don't you just try it? And I was like, all right, I'll try it. And then when I left, I'm like, that is all very, very fucking interesting. That she,
what's the lady's
got
name?
All that shit.
Her name.
You don't have to say it.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to say it. It's fine.
What is her fucking name?
I had a stroke for a second.
No, what the fuck?
While you think about that, does your girlfriend go to her regularly?
I don't know. I think so, yeah. Like that, she's obviously been to her before. Mm-hmm. So she went, been to this lady, you know, before me, obviously, mm-hmm. at some point.
And was she in the room with you when you were having your reading? Is it possible that she may have given her this information in like prior discussions?
No, because she didn't. Last time she went to this lady, we weren't dating.
Okay.
Like we weren't even like a twinkle in each other's eyes, as they say. Yeah.
I wish you could remember the thing that gave you goosebumps.
I can't remember what the hell it was.
Or you just don't want to say it.
No, I really don't. I have to listen back to it, because there was a lot of things that I forgot that she said when I was listening back to it. I listened back to it before. And there was a lot of things that she said when I listened back to it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot we had that conversation and stuff.
Was there anything like useful about like stuff that's coming up?
Yeah, she said she gave me dates on when things are going to happen. I think one date already went by and Ugats happened.
Damn it.
nothing happened. It didn't. But then, like, one of the things I was skeptical about was, like, when they tell you, like, oh, you're on the right path in life, you know? Like, I feel like you would just say that to anybody. It's like, yeah, okay.
Generic kind of.
Yeah, you don't want me leaving with my fucking head down, going like, oh, I should have been a fucking construction worker or anything like that. You want me to leave and be like, maybe if I go back, she'll tell me what's going to happen next. But neither, like, point is, like, I left there less skeptical than when I went in.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, maybe. I would. Yeah, I would. I think I would.
It's okay. You're not going
to
get
a second opinion to be like, let's see how much this really fucking works here.
We should go together.
But we should.
We go on the salt
mine. We should hold hands.
Hold hands. Yeah. Nice going there.
Okay, what do you think about this bond? You feel the energy?
Feel this? Tell us some. Yeah. Give us some dates.
Give me some more. So, yeah, that was a lot of that.
Just curse at her. Tell us more dates.
What do you think it is, bitch?
Come on, bitch.
We're holding hands.
And because she's a, is it, was she like officially a medium or is she a psychic?
No, she, well, she explained that in the beginning. Like, I'm not a psychic. I'm a medium. We're different. We do different things. Apparently, there's a whole war going on in this fucking psychic medium.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, one hates the other because one's a phony fuck and the other one thinks the other one's a phony fuck. I don't know.
What did her hair look like?
Straw.
What?
She needs conditioning.
No, was she like doing the Long Island kind of thing? Or was it like
she had long hair. She had long
hair. Just regular long
hair. Yeah, regular long hair.
Okay.
So since she's a medium, does she say like what spirits she's in contact with to get this information?
Was she supposed to say that?
Yeah, because mediums like connect to like beings on the other side. So I would think that she'd be like, oh, your grandfather's coming through.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there were like connections in those things that she said.
Yeah, well, she did say, what the fuck, I'm kind of weird. She said your grandmother's death was not supposed to happen. And I was like,
And you did say, said it was sketchy, right?
The surrounding. Yeah, the way she died was completely fucking ridiculous. Like, it was like, what'd you do that for?
You mind telling me again? Tell us again.
Well, what happened was that my grandfather was, he's like in a fucking wheelchair. He can't walk. He got arthritis in his back and stuff like that. And he got his knee replaced, and then he fucking fell over a sign or some bullshit like that in a restaurant, in a grocery store. And ends up breaking his leg where they had to take a metal rod and put it through the knee replacement. And the metal rod had to go up to his hip. So that knee replacement was fuck all. Like, it didn't mean shit at all because what was the point? Now you break your fucking leg. Because he had like the sense of pride, typical old guinea bastard, you know, like, you know, I'm a no go in no wheelchair through the shop in the center. I look a week. Now you fucking fall and now look at you now. Right. So. Whatever issues that my grandmother had, I'm sure like any fucking psychologist, if they ever fucking examined her brain, she might have had like a split personality from the childhood she had and all that bullshit, right? So my grandparents always hated each other. That was another thing. They would always say like drop dead to each other in Italian, always scream at each other, constantly at each other's throats. Grandfather lived another fucking life. Typical, you know, fucking typical old fucking guinea bastard, you know, here's my wife, here's my girlfriend, all that bullshit.
But your grandmother was like a witch.
Yeah. She had like, she was always into that like fucking white magic, Malocchio stuff. Like, yeah. All that fucking bullshit that they do. And she didn't like the fact that he was getting all this attention. She didn't like it. Because she's like, everybody cares about him. Nobody cares about me. Which is something like a fucking 18-year-old girl would say. Mm-hmm. Not a woman who's 81 years old. So she was on blood thinners for fucking years. And for some reason, she takes an extra one. For no fucking reason. Just takes an extra blood thinner. None of the fucking doctors didn't tell her to do that. Nothing like that. She just took an extra one. My mother's like, what'd you do that for? She goes, just shrugs her shoulders. I don't know.
So she said I took two.
Yeah. She tells my mother that she took two. It was to get attention because nobody fucking was paying attention to her. Just him and she, I guess. So she goes off him. The doctor says, well, stay off him now for a look because you take fucking two. It's going to thin your blood too much. So once she got off him and the doctor told her, like, get the fuck off of them, her blood clotted. And then the clot went to her heart and that was it. So that wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah. That's not how she ended up having a stroke or a heart attack, whatever the fuck it was. So that wasn't supposed to happen. When I went to the meeting, she goes, yeah, it was like an accident. Like, the medium said to me, she's like, it was like an accident. It wasn't planned. There was like, she wasn't sick. She did something to cause her own death.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, yeah, Jesus Christ, how the fuck did you figure that out? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking believe it. I'm like, how? Like, and like you said, it's the amount of skepticism. Like, hey, maybe somebody's talking. Was somebody at the funeral in mm-hmm. the fucking earpiece telling mm-hmm. her, like, oh, by the way, you know, fucking weird death here, you know? But when she said, yeah, this bitch needed attention at fucking 81 years old and she took an extra blood thinner.
Her medication.
Yeah, now she's dead. Make sure you bring that up along with the sister's wedding date.
Do it after.
Because her grandmother won't be attending.
Back.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it after the soul.
So that's what fucking, and I just thought the way she said that, I was like, that's fucking weird. That's made me scratch my head. But like I said,
it's scary.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Again, I'm not sure what the fuck happened. Like, if this is real or not, but whatever the fuck it was. Like I said, I left less of a skeptic mm-hmm. than when I went in.
Okay.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's good. I like it. There's been a bunch of psychics that have been on the show, and there is never, I mean, there was like one once that gave like a rough thing that made sense, but that's really it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The rest of it, it's like you could really tell like where they're pulling the information from. Mm-hmm.
Where were they pulling it from?
Just like no. Oh. I think just like picking up on like visual cues. Because mm-hmm. there was one that came in a long time ago, and she was saying that like she sees me like that I like dancing,
cartwheels,
sees me doing cartwheels, and I'm like, I have never in my entire life done a single cartwheel. And if you want to see me dancing, yeah. Like you would have to like, I would have to be like trashed at like a family yeah. wedding is when you see me dancing. Like these yeah. are, but it's like that's something maybe you would think of looking right. at me, but that is not the case. So
oh, yeah. I see what yeah. you did. She sat there and she made an assumption yes, about. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. I see you in beauty pageants as a little girl.
Every single one that we yeah. that I've met since I've been doing this show have been like. Fails. Nice people.
Yeah.
Charming.
Yeah.
Fail.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it though.
Yeah. It was all fucking interesting to say the least.
Because it probably gives, I don't know, it's got to like give you like a little bit of like a uplifting view, right? That if it is a real thing, that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it an uplifting view. I would call it more like, I'm not as skeptical. I guess, yeah, you could call that uplifting and shit like that. But it's more like, you know, I'm not like, fuck that shit. This shit's retarded. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. I'm not like that.
Right.
Like I was. But like, because it was fucking interesting. It yeah. all was. And that's the thing. I was my girlfriend would tell me, I would just be like, get the fuck out of mm-hmm. here. Like, and she's like, well, why don't you just go? And I'm like, okay, I'll go.
Good.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the open-mindedness, at least going into it.
Yeah, yeah. As closed-minded as I may seem, I have a lot of open-mindedness, as they say. Yeah, maybe not towards...
You're gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Doug, you're
maybe
gay.
Maybe you like a cock.
You like a cockoli.
All right, we are going to wrap up. We're going to do a quick round of plugs, then we'll get out of here. Figs, you got a plug.
Oh, at Comic Mike Figs, thank you guys for supporting the YouTube page. Make sure you check out Fig Talk after every episode of TTI. And
that was cute.
But yeah, follow the Instagram. Fig Talk. Yeah, it's a cool show. You got
to
do it. You're going
to
go.
I would love
to
do it.
We do it in here. We watch tits bouncing around on TikTok. It's a lot of fun. Sandwiches every now and then. Yeah, just check out the Instagram. You can see all the dates. I'm either. March is a big one. I'm at the comic strip in the stand every weekend. Come on by. Fuck yeah.
Doug.
Follow me on Instagram at, for some reason, everybody keeps saying it. They think I'm saying D. It's the Doug Urim. The Doug Urim. TheDougUram. Follow me on Instagram. I post all my dates up there. Every Thursday at 10 o'clock, I am at the Grizzly Pear. So come by and say hello.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle, baby. Right in the mecca of everything.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a great spot.
You can follow me on Instagram at Chenley 6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. Use promo code TTI to check that out. You'll also get access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, including Doug's two previous appearances, as well as every other show on the Gas Digital Network and our exclusive Power Hour, which is only on Gas Digital. You won't see that anywhere else. And we do that monthly with different guests every month. So far, one is up there, and it's with Luis J. Gomez, and it's about a power, 90 minutes. So check that one out. And more to come. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend, subscribe. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. Shout out to the dinner table, which is the people that hang out in the YouTube premiere, which is Thursday at 7 p.m. But I think we got to push it a little bit later because we're crossing over with a rap live stream, I think. But if you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And that's it. Thanks for so much for listening. Thank you for being back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We'll be back next week.
It's always fun to be with you guys.
Bye, guys.